Well, the mics are back on, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm having a good time because I'm doing what I do every day, and that is talk to entrepreneurs. And I do that when I'm on the radio show, and I do that when I'm not on the radio show because I have a management consulting firm, Mage LLC. So, and I'm here with one of my favorite co-hosts, the one, Dustin.
Jeff, happy to be back, and this is going to be a great show.
Thank you. I didn't know we were coordinating today on the dress code, but I'm glad you're...
Yeah, I did no tie for you, and I did the light blue
I like sport. The no tie. I like the check shirt. You're quite dapper today. So, our next guest, someone I guess you were looking forward to seeing, Corey Bailey, Director of Business Development, New England Construction.
Yeah, thanks for having me today, guys. I'm excited to be here and excited to talk about our company. Been around for 34 years. We're a general contractor. Our office is located in East Providence, but we pretty much do work throughout New England in a lot of different sectors. We've done a lot of retail work. We've done a lot of office work, ground up, fit out, tenant improvement work. Really, you know, a lot of different projects in a lot of different spaces.
Not residential, though, correct?
Not residential. We'll do multifamily, which some people consider to be residential.
Apartment buildings.
Yeah, apartments, condos, projects like that, but not single family.
What size jobs are you doing, Corey?
Yeah, so I think that's a really important question to ask a GC. For us, we do projects. I think our niche is anywhere from about $1 million up to around $20 million. Although for the right clients, we'll do smaller, and if we have opportunities, I think we can handle bigger. But I think that's our range.
So, you know, why New England Construction?
Yeah, so we touched on this a little bit earlier just in conversation. I have a unique background, having been a college football coach for 18 years. But I really spent about 6 months trying to figure out where I wanted to go and what I want to do with this next phase of my life. And culture was a really important piece to me. And I fell in love with New England Construction. They're a family-owned business. They treat their employees really well. We like to say it's a smaller company with big company capabilities, and I have a real opportunity to, I think, affect the culture and the bottom line with New England Construction.
And would it be fair to say you did have a little bit of a construction-oriented family?
Yeah. So when you asked me about
minor fact,
yeah, when you asked me about the residential piece, I grew up. My dad's a developer. And I was the guy that carried the shovel and the trash bucket as a kid, pretty much from when I could walk up until I was smart enough in college to not want to do that anymore. So I do have some of that constructability piece, and I grew up around that for, you know, all those years.
And Jeff would probably tell you from his consulting engagements, a lot of life is just kind of built on experiences, even if they're a little different in transitioning, but bringing some similar skill sets with you from job to job. Talk about some of the coaching aspects and what you're doing now with the prospecting and the recruiting similarities.
Yeah. And I think as I went through that interview process, that was a huge piece of why I think I ended up having this opportunity. As a college football coach, it's all about relationships, 100%, with recruiting, with managing your players, with dealing with your staff. That's what it is. And it's also, you know, qualifying who you pursue as a college football coach, making sure you're not wasting time recruiting guys that you have no chance at getting. In the business world, what I've learned quickly here in week 11 is it's the same thing. It's about relationships. It's about qualifying who's a good fit for New England Construction. Those are the guys I want to spend time with. And that's really what it's become. It's kind of been a little bit of a vacation for me. In terms of the hours I worked as a coach, I'm finding ways to try to get even close to that in this business world, and it hasn't happened. So it's been fun.
In New England Construction, are they using, you know, relationships, the same subcontractors generally, and are you seeing a lot of that similarity?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that really makes us unique is our 34-year history. And as you guys know, everyone wants construction right now, and that market's really
tight. It's a
boom.
It is.
And I think our relationship with subs allows us to have really good pricing because the subs have a history with us, and they know that we're going to be reliable and we're going to pay them on time. So that's been a real advantage for us because we do have an established network of subs that we can go to on these jobs.
Jeff, with a long list of construction companies, one of the things that sets some construction companies apart is being bonded by a surety company, which is a
right.
three-party agreement. Mm-hmm. Is New England bonded?
We are. Yeah, we are bonded. You know, everyone has a differing range, but we are bonded, and we're able to cover some jobs that require that.
So I always like to ask this question. Let's go in the Wayback Machine. Let's go through your career, how you evolved to the point where you're at New England Construction so that people understand you. They like to know the backgrounds of people.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm a local guy. I'm a Massachusetts guy. Grew up in Wrentham, and I went to Xaverian. I played football at Fordham. Was an economics major. Thought I wanted to be a stockbroker and had some opportunities to do that through internships and quickly realized that wasn't me. I was fortunate in that my college playing career led to an opportunity to play in the NFL. I was with the Giants for a little bit, played over in NFL Europe, and then I wasn't good enough to stay in the NFL for very long, but I loved the sport and I loved the relationship piece of the sport. So I've been a college football coach for 18 years. Had the chance to be the head coach at Assumption College for 9 years.
Wow.
I was the youngest head coach in the country, college head coach in the country at the age of 27. And I joke about it, but I think there's truth to it. I think I got the job because no one else wanted it at the time.
John would have taken it.
Yeah. But we were able to build something pretty special there. And then I went to Coastal Carolina University.
Just stop there. Did you get coaching to get coached?
You
just sort of go in and just try to figure it out?
Well, I've had some great mentors along the way that were coaches that really shaped who I am today, and I leaned on those guys. But segue into Coastal Carolina, you want to talk about someone that was a successful businessman that went into coaching, or actually was a coach that went into business and then became a coach again. I went to Coastal Carolina to learn from Joe Moglia, who did just that.
He has a book, Fourth and Goal, Jeff, that is amazing. It's a story of how he begged to get a Wall Street job after being a coach and then went back.
Yeah, and he's now literally a billionaire. He ended up becoming the CEO at TD Ameritrade, and he's still the chairman of the board at TD Ameritrade. So I lean on him right now in making this transition. So I was at Coastal for 6 years.
That was a great story. I'm glad I asked the question.
Yeah, yeah. So now here I am.
And you learned probably about budgeting from him, time management.
Yeah.
Well, how to get to goals, goal setting and how to get there.
Yeah, and his big thing is thinking outside of the box. How do you do things differently than everybody
That's
else?
That's this one.
When you're doing it the sheep way or the textbook way, everybody's doing it the textbook way.
Right.
So you're all crowding into the same category in the same process.
Right.
In a positive way, I always say when the crowd's going left, Jeff goes right.
Yeah. Yeah. So Coach Mullen
might just insulting me. No, but you know, I'm not a fan of standardized thinking. Standardization is what, you know, it's all, you know, most people do because they have to do things for 85% of the population.
Right.
I think if you're going to do breakout thinking, you don't do standardized thinking, you don't do standardized tests.
I agree.
You get outside the box.
Yeah.
Right.
So what do you bring into the entrepreneurs that, you know, if they're deciding to build or do a build out or a rehab, when's a good time? What should they look for? What gets you passionate?
Yeah, so I think, you know, for us, it's once again finding out who the right fit for us is. And we like to deal with, we're good people, so we like to deal with good people. We're able to get out in front of projects and help them budget what they're doing before they may actually do that, so they can get a really good understanding of what costs are going to look like. We like to get in early on the project because we think we can truly impact their bottom line as they go through those projects, and we can work with them to hit numbers and make things work and really become a consultant for them as opposed to just another contractor.
You don't want to just bid on the job. You want to add value. Is that what?
Yeah, and we want to work side by side with them and try to make things work.
Well, we've been speaking with Corey Bailey, Director of Business Development, New England Construction, with John Dustin from JED Insurance. Corey, if somebody wants to find you, find New England Construction, how would they do that?
Yeah, so they can find us online, neconstruction.com, the letter N, the letter E, construction.com. And my email address is cbailey@neconstruction.com. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on all of the social media. You may see me as Coach Corey Bailey on that, but that's me.
Right.
So reach out, and I'd love to have a conversation.
And we know you're going to join all of our networks as well, so we can all stay connected with you.
Absolutely.
Great. And thanks for being on the show. This is Radio Entrepreneurs.